we worship God. Scripture says that we're called to worship Him. But better yet, we've been created that way. Our very core of our being longs for something. And most of the time, prior to our salvation, we're just looking for that something, and we just don't know what that is. And then Jesus draws us, reveals Himself to us, and the Bible says we go from death to life and from brokenness to wholeness. It doesn't mean that everything is perfect. But then we find that yearning and that place to want to return this, for lack of a better term, feeling that we're experiencing, but it's really the presence of God. We want to go back to Him and say, God, I love You. I thank You for doing what You've done in my life, for pulling me out of this mess that I've been, God. And though it ain't finished, Lord Jesus, I know that Your word says that You're going to complete it. And as He teaches us, He lets us hold on to those promises so that we don't go around being tossed left and right and wondering who we are. Our identity is kind of skewed. I'm a child of God is what the Bible says, and I've been called to worship Him. So while I was reading this psalm this week, it says, yes, God, I have sought You, Lord. And where is it that I look for You? I look for You when I'm at home. I look for You when I'm in the car. I look for You when I'm broken. And I definitely look for You when I'm in the house with Your people, because there's something that happens when we all join together and we begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and His presence begins tangible, and we know that He's here. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be distracted and we're thinking about all this kind of nonsense, and then we wonder why we don't feel the presence of God, or why we didn't experience Him, or how come I didn't raise my hands, or how come I wasn't crying in the midst of the sanctuary, or why wasn't I filled with joy? Remove the distractions, Father, that we would be able to press close to Your beating heart, Lord. The one that loves us, the one that desires us, the one that was willing to die. And though He could have come off the cross, He said, no, I will finish the task. I will run this race, and I will do it. That they may know You, Father. That they may experience Your love. The measure of Your love. The fullness of Your love. God, thank You. About 2 weeks, we're going to learn a song, and I'm going to go off. I warned the team this morning. I'm not even sure what key I'm going to sing, and it's not important. But a song, the chorus part goes like this. I won't wait till heaven to worship You, Jesus. With all my heart's affection and my mind's attention, it's on You, Jesus. Before we even do that together, that's it. That's the whole song. Father, cause our minds to be focused on You even right now. We confess the distractions and our sin and whatever has caused us to be separated from You, Lord, because we know that You love us, God, and You call us, Lord, and we want to answer and be in obedience, Lord, and not necessarily go by these feelings that trick me at times, Lord, but the command is worship Your God. You are my God, and earnestly with passion, I will seek You in the morning, O God. He will reveal Himself to us. That's our God. We're not orphans. The Bible says that we've been adopted, called sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Okay. And I won't wait till heaven to worship You, Jesus, with all my heart's affection. My mind's attention is on You, Jesus. Jesus. You, Jesus, are my heart's affection. With all my heart, affection, my mind's attention. Attention is on you, Jesus. I won't wait till heaven. And I won't wait till heaven to worship you, Jesus. Glory to God.